Ask, and it already exists. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus Christ knew more about science, knew more about life than perhaps anyone in his time. He knew more about it because he lived it, and
he loved it, and he listened within. Now, we can all listen within. We can all turn our attention to the divine within us. We can all realize that all things are possible. Now, this great philosopher, this great psychologist, this great spiritually illumined being, this great man who said the things he does we can do also, he said, ask and it already exists. For in your Father's house everything is prepared and ready for you. Now those are Bible terms. Those are terms that are used to speak to people at that time. If he were living in this time, he would say of our body, we are whole and perfect. He would say of our body that our body is the temple of the living God. My goodness, he did say that. And being that temple, it is whole and perfect. And being whole and perfect, it is always whole and perfect. That's its original purity and integrity. And its original purity and integrity has to be from an idea and not necessarily from a physiological fact. Because the physiological facts change, just as ideas change. And the physiological facts change from moment to moment, just as our ideas change. Now we have the privilege of thinking ideas, thinking thoughts. Thoughts are things. We have the privilege of thinking thoughts and having these thoughts be manifest in our world. Now, we have the outer appearance of a body that is in such a form, with such experiences to it. And we say to ourselves that we would like to have a body that's whole and perfect. We would like to have a body that expresses outwardly that which our ideal is for it within. Now, how can our body accommodate our thought? Well, we wonder about that. And yet, we have studied today and learned that our body sloughs off thousands and millions of cells every day and regrows millions of cells every day. Now, it's in this regrowing of these millions of cells every day that our answer is. For in the regrowing of these millions and billions of cells every day, trillions of cells actually, in regrowing them and bringing them back, we bring them back in the old habit pattern that we had before, in the old thought pattern. And we thought of the scar tissue as scar tissue. We thought of the imperfect person, imperfect body in some way, as being there, disease or otherwise. And we keep recreating it dutifully, joyfully, powerfully, beautifully, 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 I must say that. Because we do. We bring these things back in the same shape and form, and perhaps even a little worse because they're aging, and say that that is who we are. Now, thoughts are things, and our body is willing to take a thought and move on them. And the thought is, oh, I'm getting older, oh, I'm sick, oh, I'm bad, and the body sort of backs that up by it being that way, because the body cells are waiting to be instructed as to what's their next step. Is their next step to be more aged or more sickly or dead? Is that what their purpose is to be? And they're listening. Because we tell our body cells what they're to do, because they are waiting, they're undifferentiated matter waiting to be differentiated. They're matter that has not been given a calling, and we are there now to give it a calling. Now, Jesus told this to his people. He said of Lazarus, he's not dead, he's only sleeping. And he said of several other people that he was called in to talk about. He knew that. Now, Could he say to them, "You know, don't you understand? Lazarus told his cells to they were no longer necessary, so they were ready to go off into another purpose." And Lazarus says that he was not interested in living anymore for whatever reason, and so it was. But Jesus came to him and said, "Lazarus, arise, come forth." And he arose and came forth, and instantly the cells of his body that had been decaying, that had been putrefying, were returned to their original purity and integrity, and he came out smelling fresh as a rose. None of the body decay was about him in any of the slightest effect. Instantly. Now, the people around him, as we, should we have experienced that sort of thing, and we do, but the people around him were amazed. They were just beside themselves. They said, "How can that be? How can that be?" Well, there were no words to tell them how it could be, except it is the Father's good pleasure to give unto his people, his creation, all that they ask. And it is our body's good pleasure to give to us whatever kind of body we want, because these cells are just waiting for us to instruct them what we want them to do. Do we want them to be young and dynamic, to be powerful, to be beautiful, to be youthful, to be perfect, ideal in every way, serving the original purity and integrity that our ideal selves had from the very beginning? Oh my, yes. That's exactly what they have in mind and exactly what their purpose was. Jesus went on to many other ways of expressing this to the people. And the woman who touched him, who had been ill of blood for many, many years, instantly was healed. Many other people were instantly healed. Today there are people who go around and instantly heal people. They just see them whole and perfect. A practitioner's job is to see people whole and perfect. Jesus was an amazing, outstanding, most unique practitioner, because he never once doubted. He never once disbelieved. You, with that same confidence that he has, I, with that same confidence that he has, can believe entirely that the universe is just awaiting my beck and call to it. And the thoughts I think of being old or aging are the very thoughts that are making me old and aging. The thoughts that I think of my body as being sick are the very expression of my body being sick. Now, let's forget all that stuff. Now, the thoughts I think of me being eternally young, I'm 25 years old, I say, well, why am I even that old? I'm 25 years old. I'm living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, my youthful, dynamic, vital life, forceful spirit, mind, and body. I run around like a spring chicken, as the saying goes. I am just as happy as can be. I'm always singing. I'm always joyful. I'm unconditionally loving. Sometimes I feel I have to teach my students, and it's really my students that are teaching me, because they're showing me that they already are that way, and I, as I continue to look at them and see them that way, I guide them, assist them, encourage them to draw out from within themselves that which they already are. Go within. Go within. These were the preachments of the Bible stories. Go within. And ask of the Father, and it is done. And you see, that's what we can do. We can go within. We can listen to the divine within us. We can know the truth about us. And as we continually think only on the truth, think only on the truth, then that is what we experience. When we are a child of nature, running out into the woods, into the forests, running across the fields, dancing and singing in the song of youth, in the song of youngness, in the song of agelessness. As we stand up and walk, as we give ourselves commitments that we will walk, we will run, we will jump, we will dance, we will sing, we will be. And then, as Jesus stood before the tomb of Lazarus, said, "Come forth, my lad." and whole and perfect he came forth. Why do we have to wait? Why do we say, it will be done? Jesus didn't say, Lazarus will be healed, Lazarus will arise. He said, Lazarus, arise. So we should say to our bodies, arise. My body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm wonderful. We should take the lesson, the words of the master teacher, the master practitioner, and put them to work in our life. And as we take these words and put them to work in our life, what wonderment happens to us, what joy happens to us, what fabulous experiences come into our being. But though Jesus didn't know that the trillions of stem cells in our body are continually replacing themselves and waiting for us to say what they should be, undifferentiated matter waiting to be called into being whole and perfect, or age, or whatever we want. We have that freedom. We have that freedom. We have that freedom to call forth what we will. We have that freedom to call forth that what we will. I have the freedom to call forth what I will. I say this a million times. I have the freedom to call forth what I will. I have the freedom to call forth. When I say this so many times, my mind begins to believe it. My attitude begins to believe it. My experiences begin to believe it. And I experience it outwardly. But if I have any contrary statement about myself, then that is empowered. I empower. I have the power. I am the power. I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. Jesus said, ask, believing ye shall receive, and it is done unto you according to your belief. Ask! Ask! Yes. As we ask these things, and we allow our conscious mind to change its attitude about ourselves, these things are ours. These things are revealed to us now. These things are ours now, 100%. I choose this for myself, and I live in this awareness, and I will allow only thoughts of wholeness and perfection, only thoughts of love, joy, peace, harmony, and right action, only thoughts of truth about myself. That's all I will allow into my world and into my affairs, for that is who I am. Ask it, it already exists. Yes, it already exists. It is not something going to be given to us. It is something given to us. It is not something that we would like to have. It is something that we are. It is something that is known to us now. And because it's known to us now, it is our gift now and forevermore. Wow! What a glorious experience that is, and what a glorious knowingness that is, and what a glorious experience that is. My friends, we teach best what we most need to learn. And I'm teaching the truth that I'm whole and perfect, that every organ, action, function in my body is perfect, that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and that my body fulfills whatever my desire is for it, because whatever my constant thought is, that's what my body is fulfilling. And I'm getting younger every day, and I'm wealthy, and I'm healthy, and I'm happy, and I'm surrounded by beautiful beings, because I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of my world. Ask, and it already exists. And how wonderful it is. Join me in this realization for yourself today, as I know it for myself, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.